Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm James Mason. According to reports, there are fresh doubts over the proposed takeover of Newcastle by Saudi Arabia's public investment fund. The Premier League have yet to make a decision on the proposed takeover, with PIF ready to pay £300 million to Ashley to buy the Premier League club. It has been reported that the World Trade Organization have asked Saudi Arabia to deal with TV piracy allegations, which have been hampering the takeover. However, according to latest reports, there is now another stumbling block, which is unspecified, in PIF's attempt to buy Newcastle from current owner Ashley. Meanwhile, Steve Bruce has admitted that Newcastle midfielders Sean Longstaff and Matty Longstaff have both picked up injuries. The Longstaff brothers didn't feature in Newcastle's friendly win over Hull at the weekend, and there are now concerns over their availability for the restart. Newcastle are due to face Sheffield United at the weekend, but Bruce's options in midfield could be limited. Bruce is hoping that the Longstaff brothers can return to training, but whether they will have enough time to sharpen up for Sunday's game remains to be seen. And finally, Andy Carroll is willing to accept another pay-as-you-play deal in order to extend his second spell at Newcastle into next season. Carroll, who is currently due to become a free agent on June the 30th, will meet with Newcastle officials in the next week to discuss a short-term extension that will enable him to see out the remaining matches of the season on Tyneside. Like Javi Manquillo, who is in the same contractual position, the striker is expected to agree an extension to his current terms. However, as part of the talks, Carroll will also discuss Newcastle's plans for next season. It is thought that Carroll will offer to sign another pay-as-you-play deal to ensure that he stays on Tyneside for another year. That's all for now. We'll have more later.